From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting the death of an infamous killer.
I'm a convict. I'm an outlaw. I'm a rebel. I'm not a Sunday school teacher.
Charles Manson, one of the most notorious serial killers in U.S. history, died late Sunday at the age of 83. After 4.5 decades in prison, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation reporting he died of natural causes. Manson and six of his associates were jailed in 1971 for a series of 7 grisly murders in the Los Angeles area over 2 nights in 1969.
I never told anybody to do anything other than what they wanted to do.
The murders were supposedly inspired by the Beatles song Helter Skelter. Manson's most well-known victim was the 26-year-old American actress Sharon Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant when she was stabbed to death by the Manson gang at the home she shared with film director husband Roman Polanski. Manson himself had been denied parole 12 times. At least 3 other Manson associates have been paroled after serving time for crimes linked to Manson. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe has ignored a Monday noon deadline to either step down or face impeachment. Mugabe made clear in a televised speech on Sunday that he did not intend to resign. Millions tuned in to radio and television Sunday, expecting to celebrate the end of what had been 37 years of Mugabe's autocratic rule. They were reportedly bitterly disappointed, some to the point of tears, to hear Mugabe's claim that he will preside over a ZANU-PF party congress next month. He did not mention the word resign or appear to take the military intervention into the country's political crisis seriously. This is VOA News. Kenya's Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that Uhuru Kenyatta won last month's presidential election, striking down arguments that the law was not followed in conducting the repeat poll. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Chief Justice David Maraga announced the decision following 3 days of hearings.
The presidential election of the 26th October is hereby upheld, as is the election of the third respondent.
The head of the court dismissed the 2 petitions filed by a former lawmaker and 2 human rights defenders. The October vote was a rerun of the August presidential election. Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner of the initial vote. But the Supreme Court ruled the result was invalid because of irregularities. After the ruling, some Kenyatta supporters took to the streets to celebrate the verdict. Protests and clashes broke out in pro-Odinga neighborhoods of Nairobi after the verdict. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenyatta is expected to be sworn in on November the 28th. The opposition said they'll not recognize his presidency and will continue to fight for what they call electoral justice. Iraq's top court ruled Monday that a Kurdish independence referendum was unconstitutional. The court said the decision should cancel the results of the vote, in which an overwhelming majority of those who participated supported independence. Iraq's central government has repeatedly made known it saw the vote as illegal, and the Supreme Court ruled last week that no region was allowed to secede. Kurdish authorities accepted the earlier ruling, saying it represented a starting point for inclusive dialogue between the two sides to resolve their differences. Argentina's Navy says efforts to locate a submarine missing since last week have been stepped up by a multinational team in the South Atlantic Ocean. A naval spokesman said Monday the search effort has been tripled, with ships and aircraft from at least 7 countries looking for the submarine ARA San Juan, which disappeared last Wednesday. He revealed the submarine reported an undisclosed mechanical breakdown in its final communication. In the meantime, the Navy said 7 signals that had been detected on Saturday were not attempted distress calls from the submarine, as had been previously hoped. Protesters gathered on Monday in Barcelona to protest against Article 155, which allowed the Spanish government to apply direct rule on the northeastern region, and also to call for the release of the imprisoned separatist activists Jordi Sanchez and Jordi Cuixart, and former members of the Catalan government. And Lebanon's prime minister, who announced his surprise resignation earlier this month, has promised to return home in coming days. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.